Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first set of Live from Daryl's House. And I really like this song, so a good way to start, okay? Here we go. Everything Your Heart Desires.
The Daryl in Daryl's House is Daryl Hall, the blonder half of the rock and soul duo Hall & Oates. Daryl Hall could have toured the rest of his life on the dozens of hits he had in the 1980s, but he's decided to do something radical. He's staying home. So 3 years ago, he started to invite his talented friends over once a month. They jam, they eat good food, and oh yeah, they film the whole thing for the internet. We're joined now by Daryl Hall from his home in upstate New York. Welcome to the show.
Hey, nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. I feel like I know your home inside and out now from watching it on the internet. I can see each and every one of your fixtures, and I noticed you needed to repair the wall a little bit in the kitchen.
Yeah. It's funny. People like different rooms. I have one person who likes to look, try and figure out what I have in my library and see and sort of squint at what the titles of the books are and things like that.
You must get a little nervous inviting the world into your home. Do you clean up beforehand?
It is problematic because, you know, I live here with a family, and when it comes time to shoot, suddenly it becomes a studio and a stage set. So it's a real challenge to balance out domestic life with something a little larger than that.
We wanted to give people a feeling for what the show is like, so we're going to play a little something from the 34th episode, which hit the internet this week. It features Sharon Jones from the group The Dap Kings.
Okay.
I can say brought the funk. True?
Yep.
Here's Got a Thing on My Mind. So tell us about Sharon Jones. How did she become the featured artist? How do you pick the people that show up at your house?
When we hear about a person that I'm interested in, I literally call them up. And I try and avoid sort of third parties.
So what do you tell them? How do you describe what's going on there to them?
Well, in the beginning, I had to describe it because it was so revolutionary. And I said, look, this is the opposite of anything you ever do. There is no audience. It's just having fun. You don't have to, you know, leave your act at the door, basically. There's no mistakes. You don't have to worry about anything. It's the easiest thing you'll ever do. And sort of with that description is how I got people in. But a lot of people have been so interested in me and my music, other musicians over the years, that I never had any real problem in booking people. My biggest trouble is probably is scheduling and trying to get people who have busy schedules to get up here 90 miles from New York City.
Is this just something after a long career that people, they just want to sit around more casually? They just want to bring it back to the music?
It's always about the music with musicians. I mean, anything else is a distraction, but I've been touring for my whole life, really, since I was in my late teens, and I wanted to turn things on their head. You know, I wanted to bring the world to me rather than go to the world all the time, which I still do, by the way, and really dispense with any kind of an act or pretense, and just be real and let the people be sort of flies on the wall as opposed to an audience. And I also was really interested in collaborating with intergenerationally, you know, and that seems to have happened big time. And through that, I have reached a whole new generation of audience as well as musicians.
Something else that's closely tied to you is the song Sarah's Smile. And in episode 9, you play this with the acoustic guitarist Monty Montgomery of Austin.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
It's you and me forever.
One of the things I love about what you're doing there in your house is that you can sort of reinterpret these classic songs. And it seemed like he had you playing at a much slower tempo. I mean, you can feel the creative process happening in front of the camera.
I love that. I think that is something that's interesting about the show, is that people get to see the process. They get to see how we reinterpret, you know, what makes us want to change things and how we change things. And I think that people find that interesting, and certainly we do.
Let's talk about episode 30, where you remember your longtime friend and your musical director, Tom T-Bone Walk.
Long time.
And he died suddenly from a heart attack, had appeared in almost every previous episode.
Yeah. He was my closest friend, and it was a very sudden thing, and his loss is profound to me. And I think that it was the same with everybody in the room, and we wanted to express that musically.
Well, you did capture the spirit of the wake. There was much laughter, and and many stories were told.
There you go.
And you played a lot of great songs, including this one, "I Miss You."
That's, to me, the high point of the show.
Never gonna be.
Is there a song from one of the episodes that you would like to leave us with?
Yeah. How about my version of "Ooh Baby Baby" with Smokey Robinson?
Why'd you pick that one?
Oh, because Smokey. See, a lot of the kids that come on the show, I'm their hero. Well, Smokey was my hero when I was a kid. I wanted to be Smokey. In fact, one of the reasons I'm doing what I'm doing was because of him. And so it was a reversal. It was probably the only episode where I had that kind of reversal, where I was just thrilled to be in a room singing songs with Smokey. And that's why I picked it.
Well, Daryl Hall is the master of his own house, executive producer, host, and lead musician on Live from Daryl's House. You can check out all 34 episodes at livefromdarylshouse.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I did you wrong. Did you wrong. My heart went out to play. But in the game I lost you. What a price to pay. And I'm crying.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith.